please consider calling into the show today. We have a number of hot topics, and your voice needs to be heard. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is your opportunity to make sure your opinion is heard over the noise of the media. James T. Deshaies is committed to bringing the voice of the people to the world stage. He'll select topics, but your voice will be the focus. So take time to spend with him and inform the world of your views. We can no longer sit back and let others tell us what to think. The cost of being a silent majority is too great, and too many lives are being destroyed. The leaders around the world need to be put on notice that their jobs and careers depend on how well they listen. Call in on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 657-383-0309, or Thursdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-855-8867, or Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 657-383-0309. Why don't you add Thoughts, Love, and Reflections to your weekly schedule? If you have story ideas or topics of discussion, contact James Deshaies at 407-394-9819 or email djames82@aol.com.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Again, you know, as always, we're so glad to be here with you this evening. And I want to share with you that I really want you to go to LULU.com and take a look at the two books that I have available. One is Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. The other is Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. I'd love you to add those two books to your library and give me some comments about what you think about my writing. I am sure you'll enjoy reading them on a daily basis. We're going to go to a quick break and come back and spend some time just talking about a few of the things that I think is important for us to discuss this evening. This is James Shade, Love and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had So Good Sports Media Network. As always, I am so happy to be here with you and to start our conversation regarding will there ever be a time when white America and people of color are on the same page regarding the way they feel about the things that are going on in America. You know, I really thought we had gone around the corner or down the street, so to speak, when we had elected Barack Obama as president. I really felt as though we had made some strides to see the world in the same way. But now I feel like things have changed so drastically that it's difficult to understand why there's such a big difference in the way we see things that are going on around our country. And so I just want to spend some time asking those of you who are out there, you know, what is the problem? And why is it that we see things so drastically different in our society? Recently, there was a young lady who has taken it a step further in regards to protesting about Black Lives Matter. She was doing the national anthem at a pro basketball game, and she decided to take a knee and sing the national anthem. Now, I'm sure there are going to be a lot of people who are very upset about the way she decided to do this. And it may upset some people, but they need to understand that there are a lot of people who love America, but they just want things to change. And there's nothing wrong with wanting things to change. We want to feel better and more comfortable about what's going on in our society to make sure that we have an opportunity for everyone to be proud to put their hands over their hearts or to stand up when it's time to say the Pledge of Allegiance or listen to the national anthem. It ought to be something that we truly feel in our hearts and not something that we just do. So I'm just saying that I praise this young lady for her ability to sing the national anthem and make a statement. And we're all just trying to make a statement. We truly love our country, but we want our country to be better. We want our country to move forward so that all of minorities can feel the same pride that white America says that it feels about its country. So understand, we're not bad-mouthing our country. We're not saying we hate our country. We just want our country to be better and to understand what our points of view are. But this election period shows that there is a drastic difference between what people of color think and what white America thinks. And so we're going to have to come to the table if we're going to move forward and talk to each other about what is it that makes us feel as though we don't get the piece of the American apple pie that we deserve. And we just want to make a statement and talk about, you know, what it is that we're feeling, what directions we think the country should go in, and the kind of pride that we have about what we are putting or sacrificing to make our country great. I want to just go on record as saying that I always support Latino Americans. And I think that America needs to take a step back and stop acting crazy in regards to talking about they want to send all Latinos back. And certainly those Latinos who are in this country illegally and those who came who were not born here, we better get an understanding that these people play a major role in our society. A lot of the Latinos who are born in America are looking to have a piece of the American pie that all of us are looking forward to. Now, those Latinos who move here are who are here illegally come looking for a job and better opportunities. And so they're more willing to accept some of the lower paying jobs or some of the jobs that most Americans are not breaking down the doors to get. A lot of times when I'm looking around the country or listening to a lot of different people who are in business like construction, people who are in the picking business, or the people who are in the hotel business, a lot of the people who are taking on these jobs at the hotels, a lot of people who are doing these construction jobs that are outside putting on roofs, happen to be people who are immigrants. And immigrants are willing to do these jobs because they don't have these same opportunities back where they live. And a lot of Americans are not looking to do the kind of jobs that are done outside in the most hottest of temperatures. So we need to get real about what our need is for these people to assist our country in moving forward. So we just want to talk about honestly about how we are treating immigrants, how we are treating minorities, and how we need to respect the people who are willing to do what it takes to keep our country moving in the right direction. And so I want to just take some time to talk about that. I want to let a few more callers come in, so I'm going to take a short break right now while I have an opportunity. And I want to wait and give our normal callers an opportunity to call in.
Still so hard.
this is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Guys, I'm going to just ask you to forgive me. We had a little technical difficulty there, but we're back. And, Kathy, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Kathy, you know, I don't know what the problem is, and I have to admit to you, the last show, I got tongue-tied, and I said the wrong name, and now you're one of the guys who have been with me from the very beginning, and I don't know what's going wrong with my tongue and me, and it must be that we've been having so many callers on, now I'm getting confused about who's there. But I just want to say on the record, Kathy is one of my supporters from the very beginning, and she's been with me for well over a year, and we just talk about all kinds of different subjects. And today we just want to talk about, you know, Kathy, I remember when Barack Obama was elected the first time and surely the second time, I thought we had turned the corner and that there was an opportunity for white America and black America and people of color to just come together and rid ourselves of some of the differences that we had found ourselves plagued with. But now it seems as though we're going right back to a place where there's a lot of division in America. I want to share with you that a young black female was doing the national anthem at a Miami game, and I know she's going to get a lot of flack in the next few days in regards to that she kneeled down on one knee and sang the song from that position. And we just want to say that, tell white America that, listen, we are proud Americans, but there are just some things that need to be changed so that America learns to respect people of color, respect immigrants, and respect African Americans who have been here from the outset to make America what it is. And it is just time that we find our way on the path where we can all speak with one voice. What are you thinking in regards to that?
Well, I commend her, first of all, for even just having the courage to kneel, even singing the song. So that was her time and her platform to do that. So I commend her. I applaud her right now because I believe anytime you have the opportunity and are given that particular platform, if it's something on your heart that you want the world to see, you should actually do it. And to stand behind that was awesome for her to do, because so many people get in their rooms and in their circles behind the door and talk the talk, but she's actually walking the walk. So I commend her for that. And what you were talking about President Obama, you know, that was just something, to me, it was just something that happened. They allowed him to get in there, but the controversy between and the races were still there, you know, because of how they did him while he was in there. They didn't allow him to do too much of anything, even though he did move some pieces on the board. They did not allow him actually to do everything that he wanted to do.
Well, Kathy, you know, as a believer, you're a Christian and I'm a Christian, and I know that I live my life where I don't have, you know, without any prejudiceness at all. You know, I mean, I don't try to take advantage of any opportunities to take advantage of any color of person, no matter who that person is. And I just wonder, why is it that we have such a difficult time in our country after all these years to reach a place where we can be in harmony? You know, I mean, to tell the truth, I don't have any white friends who I can call on the phone and say, let's meet for lunch. And I'm not necessarily saying that's what I have to do, but I'm saying there's no reason why we shouldn't be cordial to each other, no reason why we shouldn't be respectful to each other. And that's what I seek to do. I don't ever seek to be ugly or inflame any person of European descent. And I just wonder why we can't reach some kind of happy medium where we can get along and recognize when things are not being fair, when we're not being fair to each other.
Well, you know what? I think that that was something that was taught to us long, long time ago, just to have that type of demeanor and attitude, to be cordial to whoever it is that we come in contact with, and to not, you know, see color as an issue where you don't speak to someone as an African-American woman. That is something that was taught way, 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 way back, and it goes from generation to generation, from the grandparents, because sometimes they even teach, you know, you be respectful when you go out there. Now, when you see, you know, other people, you be respectful, you speak, and then boom, that I am from back south. You know, everybody that passed by, I remember my grandmother, hey, how you doing? They didn't even have to know who they were, but that was just something within the culture that we did. Waved at everybody, spoke to everybody, was never out of order with anybody. And as far as to come to the middle, I mean, there are a lot of people that are trying to come to the middle, but then there are still those, you know, that have that whatever it is that they have, where they just will not see themselves meeting in the middle. It's either their way or the highway. But you know, that's their loss, because they don't know what they're missing out on, you know, a great relationship, you know, a great conversation, you know, they're missing out on something that could have been beautiful with another culture, another race. I myself don't have a lot of white friends, but I do have friends of other races. I have Hispanic friends. I have a couple of white friends, but I don't have a lot, as many as I do as African Americans. But we talk about these issues, and even in the church, because the church that we were going to was predominantly white. So, you know, as a believer, you got to not look at that, you know, the color of a person, but you have to look at the spirit of that person. How is that person's spirit connecting to your spirit? So.
And, you know, I know you're right. And one of the things I know about African Americans are we're very accepting people. You know, you look at, you know, you look back in time when white America said if you had a teaspoon of black blood in you, you were black. And even today when we have mixed races of people, we accept them as black. You know, the Mariah Careys and all the different races of people who are mixed, who are entertainers, and we accept them as black without question. And so it's never a thing where we don't want to love and accept people and are willing to be reaching out. But somehow or another, that there is something about white America that makes them angry about seeing immigrants and people of color moving forward and wanting and desiring the same things. You know, I remember seeing a clip, a YouTube clip, where two young men were investing in homes, and they happened to purchase a home in a white community, and they were looking to fix the home up and get it well manicured and everything so they could flip it and make some additional money. And they got stopped by a white police officer who didn't believe they belonged in that community. And he was so angry when they drove up to the house and had the keys and let themselves in, he no longer wanted to have a conversation with them after they proved that it was their house and they belonged in that area. So it almost seems like there are people out there who just don't want to see African Americans and people of color making progress. And they display their anger in the way that we have these issues now in the political sense with the way we're voting.
Yeah. Just thinking about at work, because where I work is like our corporate office, so there are a lot of Caucasian people there, and there are a lot where you can pass by them and speak, and they act like they don't see you. So, and then there are those that do reach out, you know, hey, how you doing? Good morning. And then there are those that just pass by and don't say anything. But it's okay with me, you know, because I know that when I go back to my office, or when I go home, I did what I was supposed to do as a human being, as a person. I was not angry at anybody. I was not against anybody, regardless of what's going on, you know, in the world with the presidency. It, you know, I'm going to be me, so I'm going to speak to you if you pass my, if you come through my path. And if you speak, it's fine, but if you don't, that's still okay with as well, because I know as a believer, I have to be the best person that Christ have made me to be today. Now, 20 years ago, it would have been like, hey, you ain't even got to speak to me. But today, it's not like that. You know, okay, that's fine. You don't have to speak to me. But I just love that regardless of whoever it is, I'm still going to speak and have that smile. That's what it's all about, just having the happiness for yourself. You don't have to let people make you happy. Be happy yourself.
You're so right, Kathy. It is about individual things. We as individuals have to make sure that we are doing what is right in our soul. Welcome, Regina. We're talking about, you know, when or if white America and black America and people of color will ever get on the same page. You know, it's a little disheartening that we find ourselves in this political time where we're such at odds with each other. And so I'm just asking everybody, you know, when do you think a black American, white American, people of color get on the same page and get away from all this division that is between ourselves and what America is supposed to be all about? I shared with the radio audience that a black female did the national anthem on one knee. And while she sang the national anthem at a Miami Heat game, what are your thoughts about us protesting and sharing being disgruntled about some of the things that are going on in America?
Well, we have to be disgruntled, sometimes a little bit of disgruntledness helps to upset the apple cart and get things shaken in the community. So once you get mad and you decide you're going to do something, and you do something, as long as it's peaceful, I think it's great. As far as when we're all going to get along, that's a lifelong, age-long question. I think what you can do is make your corner of the world beautiful, and hopefully your light will shine and radiate on other people.
And you're right. That was some of the thing what Kathy was saying. You know, as individuals, we just have to do what is right in our hearts and what we know that our Creator would require us to do, and just let cards fall where they may. But I was, as I told Kathy, you know, in my heart, I thought that the country was going in a different direction, that I was so proud of the fact that Barack Obama had been elected president twice. And now I see that we have not gone as far as I thought we might have gone when we find ourselves in such a divisive election right now. And so we see that right now that you have almost 80% of black Americans and nearly 60 to 70% of Latinos are not voting for Donald Trump. So it shows that the people who are voting for him are majority white, and that there is a great division between what we see as the right direction for America to go in. And so we just have to do the best we can individually, but it just shows we have so much further to go, don't you think? Regina?
Hello?
I know
yes,
that. I am. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I agree with what you're saying. One of my coworkers, little 9-year-old daughter, told her mother, the male is my coworker, but she told her mother the other day, her mother had had a hard day and she wasn't smiling. And the little girl said, "Mama, I miss your smile." And the mother said, "Well, I had a hard day." And she said, "Mama, you have such a beautiful smile. Don't let the world change your smile. Let your smile change the world." So we can't let the world change us. We've got to let our positive attitudes change the world. We have to remain positive. We can't look for what's wrong. But as when I'm coaching teachers and they start belaboring the point of what children can't do, after they finish, then I ask them, "Now that you've told me all of that, tell me what they can do." So what can we do to make our world better? Not what's not happening, but what can we make happen is the question.
And you're so right. That was so profound. I'm going to have to make sure that I make that a part of my life, too. You said, don't let the... Say that again, because that was good. What about the little girl? What? How did she state it again?
Don't let the world change your smile. Let your smile change the world.
Wow, that is so awesome. And that is exactly what we need right now.
It's
that
a 9-year-old Caucasian smile.
Wow. That is what we need right now, because there are so many people out there who just refuse to get beyond color and just understand humanity. I mean, when you're out there shooting African-Americans in the street and you think that Black Lives Matter is some kind of radical group, they're not radical. They're just trying to find a way to bring the reality to the consciousness of everybody in America so the shootings will stop. I mean, there's nothing wrong with trying to intervene. And we should be doing the same thing related to black-on-black crime. But one does not negate the other. You know, there are people out there who believe you shouldn't, if you're so concerned about Black Lives Matter, why aren't you doing what you need to do to stop black crime? And the two are not exclusive. We need to do both. So, you know, we want white America to understand that we're trying to do all that we need to do to better our communities, but we also want to do what's better for our nation as a whole. Kathy, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I was just talking to somebody the other day about the Black Lives Matter, and they were asking me about why is it that every time that they go out and protest, there are people out there that are causing havoc and mayhem. I said, well, those are not the Black Lives Matter advocates. Those are other people that just heard that they were getting ready to protest, so they came out to make their voices heard as well. But in the midst of it, they wanted to start confusion. So you got to separate the two. Those are not the same people, because Black Lives Matter is a one that is doing a protest. They're not trying to cause any conflict with the officers. They're not trying to have any accidents or any fights or anything like that. But those are actually people that hear about it and come to make it look as though it's all black people, but that's not what's going on. So you got to separate the two and see what is actually going on. And you got to read what they actually stand for. They're just protesting. That's all they're doing, to have their voices heard.
And you're so right. You know, it's like we are a nation that have been given the right to protest. And we've been given the right to protest so that when things are not done properly, that those in a minority can still have a voice. I mean, everything cannot be settled by a vote, because sometimes the majority is wrong. And so when the majority is wrong, the minority has to do what is in their best interest and what is needed to do to put their statements out on the forefront. So like this young lady, she is just helping the movement as it goes along to make a statement, and that we all need to be trying to make a similar statement to make sure that it stays in the forefront of the mind of most Americans. Regina, what kind of backlash you think might be had about this young lady once it gets out about what she's done?
I watched her as she did it. I didn't see anybody become angry. I didn't see anybody show any outright upsetness over it. So I don't think we're going to see any backlash as long as Colin keeps doing what he's doing and peacefully protesting. More people are going to go along with it. I don't think there's going to be any backlash.
And I think that says something about America, that we're becoming, that there are not so many people outspoken. I'll pay attention and see what happens, but I think there is an understanding that we have some major concerns, but we still do have some officers who are out there that are still behaving in the same fashion. So we'll have to see how things play out in the next 2 or 3 months and how things change in this upcoming year. But I know that we have to continue supporting and continue talking about the kind of things that we want changed in our society related to the way African Americans and people of color are treated. And, you know, as we go into these last 3 weeks or 3 weekends of this election period, it's going to be I'm very nervous. I have to say I'm very nervous. But I do hope that white America wakes up, that somehow or another we come to the table and discuss, you know, what the issues are that we're having related to the different things that are happening around our country, and be honest about the way we feel about things. Because right now I think that there's a lot of hatred being displayed in white America right now, and they're not being honest about what they're feeling and the reaction that they're having in our society. Kathy, you know, you go to work every day. We all are there. We're hearing it. I know you say you don't listen to the news as much, but there just seems to be an uprising of white supremacists, an uprising of white individuals talking in a very negative way about people of color. You know, it seems like it's just open season on white hatred right now.
Well, that's always been there. It's just never been televised, and we haven't had the social media the way that we have it now, where people can just straight go online and say whatever they want to say and make these nasty comments the way they've always been making them. So, you know, that's not really anything new. You know, the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. They did it a long time ago, you know, to our great, 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 great. So, and everybody is just being exposed now. I mean, I would rather know the snake instead of the snake coming up behind me, right? You know, so we know who these people are. So, I mean, you know, what can we say? All we can do is pray for these people, either that the Lord will come and get us up out of here, or He changed them.
Regina, let me ask you, you know, you're in South Carolina, you're in the heart of the South. Will we ever know peace amongst the races?
Well, the other day I was walking through a parking lot of a grocery store in a predominantly white area, and one thing I noticed, this was an area where at one time and even now you can throw a rock through a crowd in that area and you would never hit a black person. But as I was walking through, I noticed it seemed as though people were intentionally speaking and smiling. And I see, instead of seeing things, I know the negative stuff, but I don't like to be consumed with it. So if I look at the positive side, every one of those white folk in a longer car had to have been, I think I've had maybe six. I started counting onto the first two, and how intentional the greetings were. And I like that. We're making an effort to say, I'm not like what you think I am. I'm not like Donald Trump, or I'm not a thug, or, you know, I don't hate you because you're white. I'm going to show you. I'm going to look you in the eye, and I'm going to speak to you. I see a lot of intentionality going on, and I think that's wonderful. So that's what I see. I don't really see all this, these foolish people, because once I see them, once I see that snake, I stay away from it.
Well, I want to share something with you. I don't know if you all are aware of this, but I want you to go Google it, because I think it's a big story and it says a lot. A young lady was on Delta Airlines, a young physician, a young black female physician, and one of the stewardess called out and said that they needed a medical professional to give some assistance to a passenger who was in distress. And she raised her hand, and she said, the steward, in a condescending way, said, no, that's okay, ma'am. We'll find somebody who was a doctor or a nurse. And so, you know, this lady kept trying to tell her that she was a medical doctor, and she was a female physician, and she was very insulted by the kinds of questions the woman was asking her. And after a white gentleman who was a doctor gave as much attention as he could, they finally allowed her to see what she could do to assist. But she went on and made a wrote to Delta and told her how much she was outraged at the way that she was handled when she initially raised her hand as being a healthcare professional. And so that's kind of what we're dealing with. It seems like we have not moved as far forward as we should, based on the fact that we have African Americans who are doing all kinds of things. Here it is, you got an African American who is the president of the United States, and you're not going to believe that an African American would be a doctor on an airline with over 300 people, and you wouldn't believe that that one of those 300 so people was a medical professional who was an African American. What in the world is going on? I mean, it seems like we're going backwards, Kathy.
Okay. Well, again, I think that's just one of those stories that got out of there. But like Regina was saying, there is a lot of good going on, but it's not being televised. It's not being talked about. Only thing that's being talked about through the media is all of the bad stuff, everything that's degrading, everything that makes us seem as though we are back in the slavery. But there are a lot of good things that are going on out there. And even when they're put on Facebook, people don't tag those posts. People don't talk about those posts because, you know what, sometimes people only want to hear about the bad stuff that's going on. People only want to see the negativity that's being put out there. But we got to begin to talk about those positive things. We got to begin to, you know, tag these people on these where the good police officer out there, you know, doing good in the community. We got to start talking about that and tagging that so that people will know, hey, there are good police officers out there. There are good nurses out there. There are, you know, there is good out there. It's not only the bad part, and the good always outweighs the bad.
And I think you're right. You know, we have to make sure that we don't get consumed by the ugliness and the prejudices that exist around us, because that's always going to be there. And we have to embrace the goodness and the kindness and the God-fearingness that exists amongst Christian people and believers. But it's so disheartening when you see someone, or like this young lady who has gone through maybe 12 years of schooling and still have people not recognizing her abilities. Regina?
Well, one of the positive things that came out of that is that African-American female doctors are now posting their pictures, or they come together to show what it looks like. A young lady I know here in Columbia is a psychiatrist. That means she's a doctor. Two of her sisters are doctors. Her dad was a doctor. And her brother is a very successful, you see, is the face of African-American communities that you don't see. But it took this negative situation to come, and for the positive to come out of it.
You're so right. We may have to become just so visible that people's prejudiceness start to subside, because it's amazing, again, in 2016, that you have people who don't believe that African Americans are doctors, nurses, lawyers, successful businessmen, all kind of things. You know, my thoughts are I can't think of an occupation where there would not be at least one, you know, some kind of African-American representative or some person of color in this day and time. I was amazed at looking at this young lady. There's a movie coming out about this young lady who is a champion chess player, and she comes from Africa, in a region where girls are not supposed to even be educated. But yet, given the opportunity, she's become a champion chess player. And that just shows you, everywhere you look, there are people overcoming obstacles that are just unbelievable. And we have to just, and I'm so glad that movie is coming out, and we have an opportunity to see just how far you can be away from success and make it. To success. And that's just an awesome thing that I show to visualize, is that just giving people an opportunity will allow them to break through to success and to a place that no one thought possible for them to be. We're in our last 5 minutes, Kathy, and I'm going to give you, let you say some final words in regard to, you know, where do you want our world to go in, and what steps do we need to take to assure that we have the success that we need as Americans?
I want those that are listening to this radio show to begin to pray, if you know how to pray. Just begin to pray for this world, because that is the only thing that's going to change the dynamic of where we are, how we as African Americans are being treated. And even as Regina said earlier, the good thing that came out of that, again, the Bible says that everything the enemy meant for evil, God usually turns it into good. So those things that are happening to people, or people being persecuted because of certain situations, even like we talked about yesterday about the young man who killed his girlfriend because she was pregnant. But there's still some good coming out of that, you know, the forgiveness from the grandmother. And then him and his son will be able to bond. And then people even around the world, there is going to be some good coming out of it.
Regina, what are your last thoughts?
Let's just be intentional about changing the world. Work with a sense of urgency about changing the world. And don't let the world change our smile. Let our smiles change the world.
And you, Regina, I'm glad you finished with that because that's so true. Don't let the world change your smile. Let your smile change the world. And that's what we want to do. There will be a time when we reach where we're supposed to be as Americans, and we recognize that through our abilities, no matter what your color, through our abilities, we will make the world what it's supposed to be. And it's only, it'll be only then when we stop seeing color will we be the true America that our Constitution speaks of. So I just want to say thank all of you guys for being a part of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. Thank you for dialing in and calling in. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow at 6 p.m. when we have another Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. Please remember, visit my website, www.jamestdeshay.com, and purchase my book at lulu.com, lulu.com, where you can buy the books, Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. I'll see you tomorrow at 6 o'clock at 657-383-0309. Take care, everybody. See you tomorrow.
we're just showing some professionalism.
Yeah.
Thank you for the trusting manager.
Oh, a lot going down in this place. Nice. So let's try. I thought we were going to go to dinner. Whoa. What's going on here?
I couldn't decide which restaurant to go to, so I thought we would create our own. Voila. Short rib, Yukon Gold puree, and asparagus.
Yeah, the vegetable. This is nice.
That's good. I didn't know if you like red or white, so vegetable.
Ooh, two bottles. That's kind of dangerous, don't you think?
You're not going to run away all of a sudden, are you?
Trust me, staying by your side as long as possible.
Good. You know, it's been really great being with people up to me. And it helped make the move a lot easier, so thanks.
You're very welcome. The trip to Hawaii, well, who won't even know that I'm in
danger? How did you get in here?
Hey, man, this place is closed. We were just this beautiful in this life that's paying me up. Fish this shit out of you have to go, dude. Oh, enough about her. Dude.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand. What do you want?
The Leo is clear. Kendra's not going anywhere with you, Hawaii Major.
Is that your name now?
Kendra. Quite boring.
I believe it allowed you to blend in for a while.
Oh.
Give her to me and I'll make your death fast.
Thank you.
Oh, thank God, Barry.
I can't believe you're the Flash. You didn't work with the Flash.
Yeah, let's keep that up.
And guess what?
Honor.
It did work.
For me, honey, little arc spike, you doing that in my
Thank you. So that will be you all always here to protect us?
No,
not to protect you. And he's protecting friends.
Wow. Nice new days.
So I just said, no sleeves. Don't you get cold?
I spent the bed for 5 years on an island in my giant sea. Okay, cold, Barry.
Barry, so good to see you.
Oh, good to see you, Charlie.
How come you didn't tell me you broke your back?
So glad you're okay.
Okay, Starlog doesn't got this, but this is
completely wrong.
Okay.
Did you guys even look at the specs I sent over?
This is a tragedy. I'm mourning the death of engineering.
Copper wiring to handle the processing speed from the polar satellite, or else your system is going to overload.
Yeah, but that hasn't happened. I mean, it hasn't happened this last week. I mean, it happened yesterday. Hi, I'm Lily. I'm a transponder.
She's my new beautiful friend who kisses me occasionally.
Right. I'm Sierra. This is John Diggle and my brother, Oliver Cree.
Hi.
Wow. Okay, first Anisha Blash and now the Green Arrow. Do you have any other surprises for me?
No surprises. Very simply, you need help. Somebody very dangerous is after you.
Yeah, and I have no idea why. What does this guy even look like?
Hold on. Okay. This is him. Yeah,
he's kind of rough.
That's a Dracula.
See, it's facial recognition. I'm looking. That's him.
Yeah, strange. This picture's from 1975.
Which would make him about 80 years older.
Okay, what else can you tell us?
He said we've known each other for ages, but I've never met the man before.
There has to be some kind of connection.
That's not one I can think of. I just moved to the city 6 months ago.
Why'd you move there?
I just felt drawn to the city, I guess.
Kendra, there's a reason this guy's after you. Think.
Look, man, we just came out here to hide out for a bit until we figure things out, so you can just.
You came here because of me, our health. This is what my health looks like.
Oliver, I just saved you guys from whatever the health block of Seagulls was about to do. The least you can do is.
There are none of us superpowers. You brought Kendra into our world without knowing who she is or what this dude that is after her is looking for. You made all of us unsafe. So maybe you ask the question.
Whoa. We're all friends here, right?
Why don't we go back to our place and have some drinks and we can talk?
Cool.
What's you working on?
This is a formula meant to increase a species' velocity and develop their senses in a minor. Ironically, this was meant to help out Jay Garrick.
Wanted to bury a drug to make him run faster?
Temporarily enhance the speed pushing the system, yes.
So you're trying to make microsoft for speedsters?
Good analogy. Yes, I tried five times, I failed. That's what gets me back to this technology of biochemistry.
Then you are lucky I'm in here.
How's that
mean? You've been thinking of this as a mechanical problem, not a biomechanical.
What does that mean?
When you speak to one, they consider an extraordinary amount of oxygen, suggesting something to give us the boost oxygen.
An oxygen generator.
Exactly. We just need a chemical that's rich in oxygen, that with the leakage of a newly pure gas decomposes, something like sodium chloride. Then, all we need is teeth in the
experience their generation naturally in the form of lightning. You think you're going to figure it out?
I can find you. I'm not good.